You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Bajaj Consumer Care on Thursday recorded Q2 profit for the financial year 2023-24 at Rs. 37.28 crore, up 17.8% in comparison to Rs. 31.66 crore during the same quarter last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 234.85 crore, up 1% as against Rs. 232.45 crore during the second quarter of FY23. While the total income recorded by Bajaj Consumer Care was at Rs. 246.25 crore, the company incurred total expenditure of Rs. 200.86 crore during the quarter ended September 2023. Bajaj Almond Drops Hair Oil Range recorded value growth of 2% in H1 FY24, with 4% volume growth, and the company said that the large packs performed better than sachet and med packets. On the other hand, Global Health Limited released its second quarter earnings for the financial year 2023-24 with profit at Rs. 125.16 crore, up 46.1% in comparison to Rs. 85.68 crore during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 843.94 crore, up 24.3%, as against Rs. 679.06 crore during the quarter ended September 2023. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 213 crore, up 36% on year. Global Health posted total income during Q2 at Rs. 864.69 crore, up 24.5% from Rs. 694.57 crore during the same period last year. However, total expenditure incurred by the company during the quarter ended September 2023 was at Rs. 694.09 crore. Now let's talk market. JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals share soared over 5% to hit a fresh 52-week high of Rs. 1,536.25 a day after the company posted a 36% surge in profit after tax at Rs. 151 crore in the second quarter of FY25 compared to Rs. 111 crore in Q2 FY23. The company's revenue in the quarter under review stood at Rs. 882 crore as against Rs. 809 crore in the corresponding period a year ago, JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals said in a statement. JB Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals have been on a winning streak, treating investors with impressive returns over the last 1 year. The share price has gained 8.29% in the last 5 days, 3.55% in the last 1 month, 47.50% in the last 6 months, and a whopping 55.18% year-to-date. On to some exciting news. The government issued directives to online travel aggregators to expedite the processing of pending refunds for air ticket bookings made during the lockdown period imposed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In wake of the COVID-19 pandemic-induced lockdown, which commenced on March 25, 2020, several scheduled commercial flight services were suspended for a certain duration. A multitude of passengers had their travel plans disrupted. Failure to comply could lead to legal action, including the filing of a contempt petition before the Supreme Court against non-compliant platforms. Meanwhile, automotive sales in October 2023 has seen several SUVs making it to the top 10 list, clearly showing a transition amongst buyers who want more in a vehicle. The introduction of facelift models has helped car makers sell more SUVs, while hatchback sales are also on the rise. As usual, Maruti Suzuki leads sales with 6 models in the top 10 list. The Maruti Suzuki Wagon-R and the Swift take the first 2 places, having sold 22,080 units and 20,598 units respectively in October 2023. Posting a year-on-year growth of 23% and 20%. The Tata Nexon takes third place with 16,887 units sold during October 2023, registering a growth of 23%. Next up, good news for rail travellers. Southern Railway has planned to operate special trains on several routes in view of the upcoming festival Diwali. This move from Southern Railway is taken in order to clear an extra rush of passengers during the festive season. It may be noted that the ticket bookings for the special trains have commenced and the facility is available in both online and offline mode. For online mode, the ticket can be booked through the official portal of Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation and its mobile application. For offline mode, the passengers need to visit the PRS counter at the stations. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in Red's territory. The NSE Nifty 50 dropped 48.20 points or 0.25%. to settle at 19,395.30, while the BSE Sensex slumps 143.41 points to 64,832.20. The broader indices ended largely in red, with the downfall led by Small Cap 100 and Nifty Next 50. Bank Nifty Index gained 24.95 points or 0.06% to 43,683.60. FMCG and oil and gas stocks led the drop among the other sectoral indices, dropped 1% each, while realty, auto and healthcare stocks remained in green. Mahindra & Mahindra, Apollo Hospitals, Coal India, Power Grid and Innocent Bank were the top gainers on the NSE Nifty 50, while the laggers were Adani Enterprises, Hindustan Unilever, Adani Ports, Tata Consumer Products and ONGC. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.